Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
And I'm Flissy. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is Sail Out by Lord Cody and the Coralites on Elite Records from 1967, catalog number LP-OES-19.
So this record is one of Flissy's finds from the Baltimore Record Bazaar, I guess, on the day that we were vending in, February?
Yeah, that's right.
So where did you find this, Flissy?
So I found this at the booth hosted by Babies on Fire Cafe. And Babies on Fire Cafe is in Baltimore. And it's this combination like coffee shop and record store. And so when they were at the Baltimore Record Bazaar, they had a little set up with some wraps and some pastries, which were amazing, by the way. And they also had a couple crates of records there. And, I was chatting with the people running the cafe, and I was talking to David, who's one of the owners of Babies on Fire, and he was asking about our podcast. I was telling him about how I liked Exotica music, and we like Bossa Nova, and sort of like that kind of island sound. And so I was browsing through some stuff. He had brought some African music, and he pointed out to me this record, and it's from the Bahamas. And he was like, it's like, it's kind of upbeat. I think you'll really like it if you're into Bossa Nova. So after chatting with him for a little while, I decided to take him up on this recommendation and brought it home. And here we are.
Yeah, so it's an interesting album. Flissy, why don't you tell us a little bit about what it looks like?
Well, it has this kind of collage on the front, Sail Out with Lord Cody and the Coralites around the Bahama Islands on the Tropic Bird. I can only assume the boat is the Tropic Bird. You can kind of see some letters on the one of the little life rings that is behind the, what do they call it, steering wheel on a boat?
You're the one who was the nautical
It's true. I only have my small craft license, though. I'm only on a little guy sailboat. Whatever. Anyway, presumably that's Lord Cody steering the thing on the boat steering wheel. I'm so sorry. I like that, you know, even in Baltimore, I should know these nautical terms. Anyway, and then there are, on like the right side of the cover, there are these gentlemen in white suits. There's a short guy in the center with maracas, and then the gentleman to his right and left, one's on the guitar and one's on the bass. And they're all looking quite clean cut on this boat. And then on the back, again, it has Sail Out with Lord Cody and the Coralites. Has a picture of them performing live, a description, a kind of summary of their biography, and a track listing. And our copy is special because it's autographed. Yay. Also, it's special with because it's like completely filled with typos. We'll talk about that later, maybe.
All right. Well, why don't we get to your clip? Let's see. What'd you pick?
I picked Marianne, which is the fifth track on side one.
Despite the back of the sleeve saying it is the fourth track, it omits the second track. So, all right, let's take a listen.
Marianne, girl with pretty eyes. You got lovely time, you run till the break of day. She always runs away, all day, all night, Marianne. Down by the seaside, sipping sand. Even little children love to join the band. But all day, all night, Miss Marianne. All day, all night, singing Marianne. Down by the seaside, sipping sand. Even little children want to join the band. All day, all night, Miss Marianne. Every day, no, it's a different day. No, it's a different day. She walks down the hip parade. I said every day, she knows it's a different walk. Come with the New York walk, she wearing a fancy cloth. She's a girl with the pretty eyes. She got lovely time. When she walks, she looks so cute. Then she acts so sweet.
All right, so I don't know. I mean, we listened to this one, you know, the first time through after the Baltimore Record Bazaar. And I was like, oh, this is good. I mean, this is sort of like actually a pretty good recommendation for us. And I don't know, like when I, you know, looking at the cover, it says Sail Out. It has this cover that's, I think, to me, sort of reminiscent of the Beach Boys' Summer Days and Summer Nights. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just sort of thought, oh, this is kind of pleasant sort of cruise ship music. And it really wasn't until, like, you know, we were just planning to record this podcast and you were telling me, like, oh, I'd like to get a book about Calypso music. And I was like, where'd that come from? You know, and then you're like, you know, well, that, you know, the album of Lord Cody and the Corleites or whatever is Calypso. And I was like, what? And so I listened to it again. And after, on my second listen through, I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know how I missed that. But it's interesting because it is, I mean, well, in my defense, Calypso, I guess, is from Trinidad and this is from the Bahamas. So I wasn't, you know, I guess necessarily in that mental context, but it's also just sort of got that, I guess, sort of, yeah, like ambiguously Caribbean sort of sound, but not necessarily Calypso, even though, you know, it does have some Calypso songs on it.
Right.
I don't know. What were your thoughts about this song, Fussy?
Yeah, I think, you know, listening to this album on the first side, this one, I think, probably has the most Calypso flavor. I also like the version of Yellow Bird right behind it. And that's the track that really made me pick up the album. Like, ooh, Yellow Bird, like my Exotica fetish. Like anytime I see like Taboo or Bali High or Ebb Tide or Yellow Bird, like pretty much I'm going to buy it. Like what is this version of one of these Exotica classics? And so it starts off, like, this album starts off a little bit mellow, and then, like, this Marianne song is really upbeat, and it has that, I don't want to say, like, this song sounds cheerful, but I don't know that Calypso music, like, as a whole sounds cheerful, but the shuffle of a Calypso beat is just so danceable sounding. I also really like the vocals on this track by David Smith, a.k.a. Kasavubu. He's the short guy with the maracas on the cover. He has just such a really nice, clear voice. And in addition to this, like, shuffle beat of the Calypso music, it's also has, it's further embellished with a little bit of, like, stops and starts and a little bit of whistling. So it has just this charming interest about it. The song was originally recorded by Roaring Lion in 1945 at a VJ Day celebration just at the end of World War II in Trinidad. And so the lyrics, I think, in this song have been changed. It's been recorded several times since then. And between 1956 and 1957, there was a little bit of a Calypso craze in the U.S., and there were some several American folk artists that recorded some Calypso songs, this one included. Xavier Cugat recorded a version of this song, and so it's kind of hard to say what version Lord Cody and the Corleites were inspired by, but it definitely has like its own unique flavor. It doesn't sound like those earlier Calypso songs. It's got a little bit more, almost more like American influence on it, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I probably heard this song first through Xavier Cugat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to say it. Like, I mean, between the versions that I've heard of it and, you know, just sort of like the American Latin exoticism, where anything that's sort of from Latin America is all kind of blended together in one kind of singular thing during like the...
Yeah, it's like it's Cuban, it's Mexican, it's from the Bahamas, it's from Trinidad, and like whatever, yeah. It's all from
so the I
South
think,
somewhere.
Yeah, in my defense that, you know, missing that it was a Calypso song, I think, you know, I don't know. I guess I will try to blame that on the fact that it was just sort of like, you know, part of the sort of, you know, random ambiguous Latin music that I heard.
Yeah, from the 50s for sure.
Right. So I don't know. What can you tell us about Lord Cody and the Corralites?
Well, sadly, pretty much all I could find about Lord Cody and the Corralites is what is on the sleeve, which, you know, I mentioned is completely full of typos. The back cover neglects to list one of the tracks that's on the album. And so I'm like, well, like, I'm not sure even this is a super stellar source of their backgrounds. I did find, like, the first side of this album, at least, is on YouTube. And one of the musician's sons commented, like, hey, this is my dad's band. This is cool. And I'm typed a reply on the YouTube video. I'm like, hey, we're doing a podcast about this album. Can you please tell me more about your dad's band? And I didn't hear back. That comment was left like a year ago. So I'm like, well, maybe he'll see it. So if you're out there, Lord Cody and the Corralites, son or family or any of you guys, hit us up. We'd like to know more, and we'll do some follow up on a future episode if we can get any more details about these guys. So basically, this band was founded in 1959 in Nassau in the Bahamas. They toured in Hawaii, Florida, and New York, and various hotels in the Bahamas. At the time of this recording, they were playing at the Bama, which was a nightclub located in one of the hotels. And according to this album, they're the originators of Hully Gully, or Bastard Calypso, which is known by its offbeat rhythm.
And it says it took the Bahamas by storm.
it says that. And then, like, I literally could find nothing about Hully Gully. So maybe their influence was
short-lived.
Perhaps short-lived or overstated or both. I did find reference to Hully Gully on the internet, but it was a line dance from Southeast blues. I'm like, I think this happens to be just like a different kind of Hully Gully. So curious. So the musicians on this album are Lord Cody on the drums, also known as Alvin Sweeting, David Smith, a.k.a. Cassava Boo, on lead vocals and maracas, Wendell Higgs, a.k.a. Valiant Wendell, on lead guitar. He's also featured on vocals in some tracks. And Osmond Roach, a.k.a. Ossie, on bass. And it's typical, we mentioned this on our episode about Wilmoth Houdini, for Calypso artists to take on stage names.
All right, well, why don't we listen to our second clip?
All right, what did you pick?
So I picked the song Apache, which is incorrectly spelled on both the cover and on the record, the label. And this is the fifth track on side two. So let's take a listen. Thank you. All right, Flissy, what'd you think?
Well, I would say, like, the thing that really jumped out about me, jumped out about the song to me was having listened to the record up until this point, and it, like you mentioned, it's misspelled on the sleeve, A-N-O-C-H-E. And so when I first looked at the album, I'm like, I have no idea what the song is. And then we're listening to the album, I'm like, hey, this is the song Apache. Which I know from the incredible Bongo Band, which, by the way, we're trying to find an LP. Hook us up. And so I'm like, well, what an interesting collection of songs. Like, I feel like maybe this is the one that really won me over on this album. Like, oh, we got to do this one on the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree that it's like, I mean, I was listening to Side One, and Side One has Uncle Joe, which is a Wilma Houdini song. And so I was like, huh, that's interesting. And then this song, this side had Apache, which, you know, I'll talk about in a minute, but is a song that I was really into. And so I was like, whoa, this ended up being a really good recommendation. It's got, you know, some songs that are like really right up our alley. So I don't know. I mean, it was, yeah, that's what really, I guess, sort of drew me into this, that it had this selection of songs that seemed to speak right to our interests. And yeah, Apache is an interesting song because I first encountered it. I'm a huge Grandmaster Flash fan, and the song Adventures on the Wheels of Steel has a sample of the Incredible Bongo Band version. But, you know, at the time when I was listening to it, I didn't know anything about the sample. And then later, at a different Baltimore Record Bazaar, month or whatever, I bought the album Eighth Wonder by Sugar Hill, and that has the song Apache on it. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, I recognize this clip, and what is this? And so, you know, looked on the internet, and I think Who Sampled or whatever has that it is the Incredible Bongo Band. And so I checked out the Incredible Bongo Band and found that the album was completely amazing, and was somewhat surprised that we didn't have it already, since Flissy indiscriminately buys any album that has the word bongos on the cover.
I know. The only explanation is that I've literally never seen it anywhere.
Right. But it is an awesome album that I hope to feature on a future episode. And that led me to the band The Shadows, who I guess were the original, you know, artists who performed Apache. And I've never heard anything about The Shadows, but apparently we're a, you know, fairly popular British band. So it surprised me that I have literally heard nothing about them at all. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting that then this song, you know, shows up on this album as well. And not quite as racial stereotyping as the Sugar Hill Gang version, but still with some, you know, vaguely stereotyped Indian, like, whooping or whatever in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But still a good song. I don't know. What do you think, Flissy, overall?
About the whole album?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I'm, like, endeared to David of the Babies on Fire. I mean, it's not just that awesome almond pastry that I had. It's really like, oh yeah, he really has some purpose to the albums that he features. We haven't been to the store yet, but it sounds like he takes care and carefully chooses albums that they want to sell. They have limited space. And so I feel like he's got a good ear for interesting music, and he really like made a connection with me and my taste in picking this one out. And I, you know, aside from just like the cool story of that, like, it's just such an interesting album. It has the Calypso. It has a couple songs that were made popular by Nat King Cole. It has the Apache, and it's a collection of things that you'd think wouldn't really make sense together, but it is all imbued with this Bahama Island flavor. And you can see, like, you know, if you look at a map My geography is not 100% on point, so I had to look at a map. I'm like, where exactly is the Bahamas? And where exactly is Trinidad? And, you know, Trinidad is just on the north side of South America. I guess it's just north of Venezuela. And then the Bahamas are, like, just kind of between Cuba and Florida. And so you can kind of see, like, there is this American plus calypso collision of sound in this album. And it just makes for, like, when I listen to this album, I feel like I'm on vacation. I'm, like, swimming up to the pool bar or on a lounge chair on the deck. And that's an entirely pleasant experience. It's good.
Yeah, so listening to this album through, you know, a second time or whatever, I feel like it's an interesting combination. It's like I can hear sort of like a Harry Belafonte-esque calypso influence. But also it's interesting, it's got like sort of surf guitar sound that, you know, we kind of heard in the Bamboras. And also, you know, like Fussy said, there's like a couple songs made popular by Nat King Cole, and you know the vocals on some of the songs do sort of have a Nat King Cole sort of sound. So it's kind of like this interesting blend of things that are all kind of, yeah, right in the you know, the vein of the things that we like to have on this show. So yeah, very interesting combination. And yeah, some interesting picks with the Wilmoth Houdini song and Apache. So yeah, I'm really glad that we got this album. I feel like it's something kind of significant that is, you know, it's capturing something that could easily be overlooked or forgotten. And so I'm glad that, you know, we were able to, you know, to hear it and have it and be able to, you know, feature it on this show and give it a little bit more visibility, at least to our, you know, limited audience.
Right.
So, yeah, for more information, you can visit our show notes at livinginhifi.com/episode/45. As always, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at livinginhifi. For a longer correspondence, you can email us at feedback@livinginhifi.com. And next week we have something, well, it's folk songs. It's not quite the Electro Folk Sampler. Something a little bit maybe more modern.
Even futuristic.
So, you know, stay tuned for that. And thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.